We're doing the Drashat Ramban Torat Hashem Tmimah, page Lamed Beis, in the Beit HaYayin edition. And the Ramban had been discussing the Pasuk, Torat Hashem Tmimah. The Torah is described as whole. And he's showing us different ways in which the Torah is whole. And he continues and says, Ve'od HaTorah Mirat Einayim Afilu Basipurim U'Masiyot Sheba. Even the simple stories we read in the Torah, they too are enlightening. They too teach us things. Shekulam chokhmah gdola, that in all of these stories there is really great wisdom, mishorash emuna, and the roots of correct faith. Sharei ata yodea mipshatei ha'ktuvim shamram avi Moshe ra Levi. If you look at the verses, you see from the timeline that we're given that Moshe's father Amram, he met the grandfather Levi. V'hu ra'a Yaakov. And Levi, well, he saw his father Yaakov. V'hu lamad Torah mipi Shem b'Noach. Now Yaakov learned Torah from Noach's son, Shem. Ki ben 50 shana haya Yaakov kshemet Shem b'Noach. Yaakov was already 50 years old when Shem passed away. U'mi sheyachiz al am gadol ve'atzum v'rav shegadal ben ha'chartumim ha'mchashmim ve'ovrei shamayim ve'amar b'firsum avi yigid li ki avi aviv ozkeno shel avi aviv ra'a b'riyat ha'olam shamabul kmo b'riyat ha'olam hu.
And so he says, this is a long-winded sentence. So Moshe comes to make a declaration that there's this great nation that God has plans for. And he who declared about this great nation, he grew up, who did Moshe grow up with? He grew up with all these sorcerers. He grew up in Pharaoh's palace. And he walks in and says, wait a second. All you guys, all you magicians, God has a plan in this world. And these people are his chosen people. And he has a plan for them. And Moshe gets up and says, but wait a second. I'm not really Pharaoh's son. I'm Amram's son. And my father, Amram, told me that his grandfather told him, his grandfather is Levi, that his father, Levi's father. So Moshe heard from his father. His father heard from his grandfather, Levi. Levi heard from Yaakov. And Yaakov heard it directly from Shem. Shem walked out of the ark. So Shem tells Yaakov. Yaakov tells Levi. Levi tells his grandson Amram. Amram tells Moshe that there was creation. Because Noah walking out of the ark and seeing all of planet Earth destroyed and knowing that all of humanity came from him. And Noah, well, he saw Adam. He knew he was from Adam. He knew about creation. And Noah and his children also knew that there was a new creation, so to speak, after the flood. So Moshe walks onto the scene and says, well, I have on tradition. My father heard from his grandfather, who heard from his grandfather, who heard from his father, who learned by Shem. I'm sorry. My father heard from his grandfather, who heard from his father, Yaakov, who learned by Shem. Well, there are 10 generations from Noach to Avram. But Noach's son, Shem, saw 11 generations down. He met Yaakov. So Yaakov met Shem, who was 11 generations older than him. And Shem saw the world directly after the flood. Shamabul kmo b'riyat ha'olam, because the flood is like the creation. And whoever admits that there was a flood and God wiped out all of humanity because they were sinful, and only Noah was saved because God told Noah, I will wipe out the world and we're going to start again with you. Well, if you believe all that, then you have to believe also that there was a creation. It goes hand in hand. Once you hit the flood and you agree to that happened, how did Noach make it out alive and no one else did? Ah, God spoke to him. Ah, so there is a God who connects to the world who is involved. Okay, so once you've hit the flood, you have to believe that the world was created. It's not just something that's always been here. And not only that, Shem grew up by his father Noach, and his father Noach saw Adam. Adam knows that he's alone in the world. He has no parents. And he also knows that everyone he sees around him are his own descendants. There's no one on this planet other than him and his family. He knows that. Undoubtedly, if this is all a lie, there was no creation, there was no first man. Now, if Moshe is going to walk onto the scene and say, God created the world, and people are going to say, no, he didn't. Moshe is going to say, but what do you mean? There was the flood, and we know very clearly there was the flood, and there was the flood, and Noah saw Adam who knows that God created him. So yeah, God created the world. Now, if there was room to argue with Moshe, then Moshe couldn't start. Everyone would tell him, you're a liar, it's not true. We come from this nation, we come from this part of the planet. You're a liar, it has nothing to do with it. There are people who lived here long before Adam. There are the Neolithic, there's Neanderthals. What are you talking about? Adam? What Adam? God created? What God created? No, Moshe wouldn't have gotten away with it if not for the fact that this was known. The Egyptians had their elders. The Egyptians had their wisdoms. They had their history books. They also knew what was going on in history. And we all speak to our grandparents and to the old people in our neighborhood. And everyone knows the stories that all the old people tell from what happened two or three generations ago. And we all hear about where we come from and where our family comes from and where our heritage comes from. And you walk with your grandparent and they tell you, you see that tower? I remember when there was nothing. I remember when they built that. You just talk to any taxi driver. They'll tell you about how this all used to be fields. They remember when there was nothing. There are a lot of people around who remember all that. And we also tell over the stories they tell us. And if you want to come and make a lie, such a big lie, you won't get away with it. If you're coming and you want to invent a new story, if I walk in there and I say, I want you to know, there was no land of Israel. There was this great, there was a tremendous volcano, and then there was this landmass that erupted, and then the land of Israel was formed 150 years ago. I'm telling you, that's what happened. You'll laugh me out of town. Everyone knows it's a lie. You don't need to be Jewish to know it's a lie. The whole world has been discussing what's happening over here. There are lies you cannot get away with. And if Moshe is going to come to the scene and say, God created the world and he has a chosen people, well, if it's not something that everyone agrees to, if it's a new concept that God created the world, then they'd laugh him out of town. Not only that, the Pasuk tells you where each nation came from. When we read the genealogies in the book of Noach, in the parsha of Noach, we're told where do the Germans come from, where does Ashkenaz come from, where do the Greeks come from, where do the Persians come from. Each nation, we're told where they come from. So, klalo shel davar, kol sipur sefer breshit, all the stories in the book of Bereishis are enlightening. They're telling us very important facts. They're telling us also the basic things that we need to know for our faith. And this is how the rabbi explained in the Guide to the Perplexed. This is how Maimonides explained that the intent of the stories in the Torah, the Yichuseim and the genealogies we encounter in the Torah, they were written so that we understand that it is true what the Torah says, that there was a moment of creation. Don't think that these nations have been here forever. There was once a man named Mitzrayim. The Egyptian people came from this man named Mitzrayim. And Moshe records who he came from. There was a man named Ashkenaz, and the Germans come from him. There was a man named Yavon, and the Greeks come from him. There was a man named Magog, and the Magogites come from him, when there's going to be a war of Gog and Magog. So you should know, the people of Magog come from a man named Magog, recorded in the book of Bereishis. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us these things so that we understand that this concept that the Torah teaches us, that there was a moment of creation, and before that, there was no world and no humanity. That's not some kind of theoretical, metaphorical idea. No, that's exactly the way it was. As we will explain as we continue.